producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
And we have a special today, which is going to be on the best customer experience in America. And we have the experts, the leaders in financial service, in healthcare, and in retail. So, David, this is David Nelms from Discover. Introduce yourself, your organization.
I'm David Nelms, CEO and chairman of Discover Financial Services. We're known for Discover Card, cashback bonus, but we're a leader in direct banking and payments.
Okay, thank you. Sharon.
Thank you. Morning, Robert. Sharon O'Keefe. I'm president, University of Chicago Medical Center, one of the leading academic medical centers in Chicago and actually the country, dedicated to advancing research, training the next generation of clinicians, and providing groundbreaking therapies to patients.
Well, thank you. And John Van Huysen.
John Van Huysen, I'm CEO of ACE, and we are known for locally owned and operated stores all across the world, and hopefully folks know us as the Helpful Place.
There you go. So let's start off with the Helpful Place. You have about, ACE Hardware has about 4,500 stores around America, and you have actually won the J.D. Power Award, I believe something, was it
nine?
Nine years in a row, which has to be unprecedented. What's an example of how your organization has simplified the customer experience?
Yeah, we obviously don't have a lot without great customer service. We call it our weapon in the world. And so being great at that is not something we take for granted. So to simplify it, we actually try to operationalize it. And we think about that in three buckets. We've brought some people in on a number of occasions to help us with this as well. We don't have all the answers within our own organization, obviously. And first is if you think of a store, we try to take all those non-customer-facing tasks that need to happen every day and sort of operationalize them to streamline. We actually brought sort of the lean manufacturing process that we learned from Toyota to the sales floor to try to streamline those things you do in a store and reduce the amount of waste. And then we come up with how long things ought to take, which then gives us the second bucket, which is the ability to sort of develop a bottoms-up schedule for our people. So we are aligning our talent in the store with the things that need to happen and our projections for customer visits that day. And then the third most important bucket is we call it operationalizing helpful. Our weapon in the world is helpful. Our customer service is everything to us, and we don't believe in leaving that up to chance. And so we operationalize precisely how that ought to be done. And there are tools and methods and systems to do that to make it efficient and effective for the customer so that the customer experience is the most important thing that happens. While at the same time, and this is the challenge, never letting our local store lose their own local autonomy and personality, which is where the real magic can happen. But operationalizing what happens in the store is the best way we can simplify it. So we reduce the amount of non-customer-facing time so we can increase the amount of customer-facing time.
Okay, makes sense. David, let's talk about Discover. It's about an $8.5 billion organization, also winner of J.D. Power's Best in Category, and has the third largest payment system in the world, largest actually in Asia. Talk about something you've done to simplify the customer experience, and it probably begins with your model, which is different than anyone in the industry.
Well, we have always prided ourselves on customer service, and I think it starts with people delivering that customer service and being able to get a hold of a person. So many years ago, we pioneered 24-hour a day, 7 days a week for the credit card industry. We were first, and today, when most companies make it hard to get to a person, if you call Discover card, the very first option is hit zero for an operator. And when in that operator, that person is a Discover employee located in the U.S. And we're the only major credit card company who still has all our own employees and all U.S.-based. And then we empower those people to take care of the customer when they call.
Okay, thank you, David. Sharon, in the healthcare field, University of Chicago Medical Center, U.S. News and World Reports has won all sorts of accolades. And it's a very tough industry in healthcare. What is something that you have done at your medical center to simplify the customer experience?
So, obviously, we spend, first of all, a lot of time talking about customers versus patients. And which one are we actually serving, and are they different? And the easiest way that I think about that, and I have two examples here, is it's clear you're a patient when you're laying in a bed or you're there for a procedure. When you're in the ambulatory arena, physician appointment or something, you behave much more like a customer. So a couple of things that we're doing to provide access and engagement of patients, probably one on the IT side, is rolling out patient portals, a way that a patient can connect directly to their medical record. They can interact with their clinician through emails or secure texting. They can schedule appointments. They can view their own test results. And they could, of course, pay their bills online. So connecting patients to their own clinical information and making it easier for them to navigate the complexities of healthcare are something that we're deploying right now currently. On a simple thing, just to remove a very big stressor for patients, transitions of care. If somebody is discharged, it's familiar for everybody who's interacted with the healthcare delivery system, you are discharged with a fistful of prescriptions. You almost never leave the hospital without a variety of drugs to get. So one thing that we have implemented is a meds to beds. Before you leave, we will send you home, avoiding a stop at your local pharmacy or whatever. We will fill every single one of those prescriptions, give them to you before you leave, provide the patient education, provide the instructions on how to take them, become familiar with them. It has a patient safety and quality aspect to it, but it has a significant customer service aspect.
Well, I'm just thinking personally of how many people, the big challenge is they utilize their medications in the wrong way. They forget to pick them up, and that's why there's readmittance.
Right. Right. Yeah. And another aspect of that that we're engaged in is the nursing staff for every discharge within 24 or 48 hours after discharge is calling that patient and family member precisely to your point. How's everything going? Any questions about your medications? Any questions about your discharge instructions? If you have wound care or anything, it provides a point of contact and reduces anxiety, makes people comfortable.
Do any of you have questions of each other? We're speaking with the leaders, Discover, Ace Hardware, and Chicago University Medical Center about simplifying the customer experience. So I'm just wondering, while we're all sitting around, and we are filming this at the Willis Tower in Chicago, so while we're doing this, do any of you have questions of each other that you wanted to ask?
I was just hoping we could try to get the stint business from Ace over to the University of Chicago, but we could take that offline.
You
probably sell some stuff you need in a heart in our store. If you could pay for
technology.
It with your card, there you go.
Absolutely.
There we have it. And so let's then move on to a second area we want to talk about, which is really building the culture. So we have three companies, Ace Hardware, Discover, University of Chicago Medical Center, who are industry leaders in terms of customer experience. There's a relationship between the customer and the culture. Now, we're going to take a break in a little over a minute, but let's just get this started off. So so let's start off with Ace. You have 75,000 employees, and they're all different stores and different structure. just start talking, and we'll probably break halfway through with what you do culture-wise.
Yeah, that's a great question. Totally agree with your premise, too. And talking about this sometimes feels like the epitome of arrogance, because we don't have it all figured out, but we do take it very seriously. So I'm mentioning this more under the heading of intent versus efficacy. But I think it starts with three things. I think it's about communications, values, and actions or behavior. So first, just with communications, we try to permeate service into everything we talk about at ACE. Our vision is to be the best, most helpful hardware stores on the planet. It's just this aspirational language to let the world know, or anyone who will listen for that matter, that we're fanatical about customer service. We have 4,900 stores around the world. Every single one of those except 90 are locally owned and operated. So we don't even call them customers. We call them neighbors, because our owners live and work and, you know, go to church in the same communities as their neighbors, their customers. And that language, I think, helps us get there. But obviously, that's not nearly enough.
We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to hear from John Van Huysen, who is the CEO of ACE Hardware. He's going to talk more about this model.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we have a special segment here where we're speaking with the leaders in customer experience. Specifically, we're talking about how to simplify the customer experience. We have the CEO of Discover and Financial Service Leader. We have the CEO and President of Chicago University Medical Center in healthcare, and in retail, we were just speaking before the break with John Van Huysen, who is the CEO of Ace Hardware with, I thought it was 4,500 stores, but it's actually 4,900 stores. You grow very quickly. So continue, you were telling us about the model specifically, about how you align the culture with the customer experience.
Correct. So we talked about communications, and we talked about values and action. We talked a little about communications before the break. Communications is important, but talk is cheap. And so I think values is really important. We talk a little bit about what we do, and in business, what we do matters. But we believe that how you do that is equally important, particularly when your entire brand is predicated on service. So the values of the company matter, and the way we like to talk about it is our company was built on bedrock, and that bedrock isn't our brand, though I'd probably take bullets for our brand. Our bedrock is not our supply chain, though without one, we don't have much of a company. Our bedrock is the values of our owners. And I won't enumerate all those, but we don't just put that on a plaque and dust it off every once in a while. We talk about that because we think service starts in the heart.
Could you just share what a few of those are?
Yeah, it actually has the acronym We Light. Coincidentally, it accidentally came to that after we sort of said, what are our distinctives? What are the principles by which we operate that we hold dear? And I'll just write them off. We believe in winning because losing sucks and winning's fun. We believe in excellence, and we think that inspires people and honors God. We believe in integrity, gratitude, humility, teamwork, and yes, a 90-year-old company that sells hardware, our highest value is love. We think when we've got people that love what they do and who they do it with, we're going to outperform our competitors.
Oh, okay, John. Love? By the way, you had such passion.
You're from the East Coast. You're not familiar with this word.
Oh. And even worse, New York. That's right. No, how did that word come up?
Business is incredibly competitive. And believe me, in business we keep score with money. And we don't apologize for that. We'll never let a politician make us feel guilty about it. In business, we keep score with money, and so you got to put points on the board with money. But business isn't about money. It's about people. And we believe people are longing for something way bigger than just money. And so when we get at the how we do things, we really do believe that these values matter. And we have a culture, not because of me, but because of our founders who love what they do and who they do it with. And when you have a model where your shareholder is also your customer, it becomes very difficult to lose sight of who you're serving. And that's why I get at these values to talk about the culture. But then ultimately, communications and values don't matter much unless your behavior, your actions are emulating that. And so we think that starts at the top. You know, corporately, our role is to serve our owners well, which happen to be local store owners. And when we do that well, it gives them the ability to kind of unleash them from bureaucracy to serve their neighbors well. And that's simplified our model.
Hey, thank you, John. David, let's talk about you. About 15,000 employees, and you win all sorts of awards, including best places to work and things. Talk about at Discover. You have this great customer model, and you've really done a different model in cards and in payments than anyone else has done. How does that manifest itself throughout the culture? What's your philosophy on that?
Well, first off, I congratulate John on winning J.D. Power for 9 years. We won it in a tie for our first time last year in our category and had a clean win this year, winning actually in all six categories that are important to customers. And I think that's a good scorecard of how customers think about us and value what we're doing. And I agree with John, it starts with values. We also have a set of values that are 8 values. It's not just something printed on the wall. It's something everyone lives. The very first value is do the right thing. That covers a lot of ground on its own. And one of the things that we do is have a lot of feedback loops. So we have a pretty elaborate system of getting feedback from customers and collecting complaints, and we get them from all different sources, from phone calls, from chats, from regulatory inquiries. It can be a whole variety of ways, and we use that feedback to improve our operations and our products. And just as a couple of examples, we're known for as a leader in cash back in cash rewards. We started the rewards category in credit cards many years ago. We give about $1 billion a year in cash back rewards to our customers. And one of the things we heard from customers is that they'd like to see it simplified, and they didn't want to worry about losing it. So last year we eliminated all breakage. We simplified so there's no tiers. You can redeem your earnings at any time, never lose it in the amount with retailers with cash to their account, and customers really like that. But that came from a feedback loop through our representatives as they serve customers. Another one, we heard a concern that customers would sometimes lose their card or misplace their card, leave it in a restaurant. Sometimes they would call us, they'd cancel the card, they'd get another one issued, then the card would show up, and it was a real pain. So earlier this year, we became the only card company that literally launched an on-off switch. We call it Freeze It. We're advertising on TV now, so literally you use your mobile device and you've misplaced your card. You can literally turn it off, and when you find it, you can literally turn it on. And it's simple innovations like that start with the culture, start with doing the right thing, come through feedback loops, but manifest themselves in service or product features to consumers.
Well, let's talk more about that Freeze It. What a brilliant idea. And I, in fairness, you're probably spending all the ad dollars on it. I wasn't aware of it, but what an idea that everyone would want to do. And I know you're always first in your industry. Talk more about the mechanism of how these feedback loops really work. Because we have about 600,000 people listening in now, and they may not have 15,000 employees like Discover does, but they're trying to figure out in their organization, how can I get these great ideas that I could implement to simplify the customer experience?
We look for patterns in the feedback. We group it. We have both written and put together trends, and then we can say, what can we do something about those trends? And technology enables a lot of things that weren't possible in the past. And so we have our technology people literally sitting with our marketing people who are getting direct feedback from our customer service. Lots of us are doing, all of our senior people do customer listening. We spend time in the field in our
customers. Now, when you say senior people do customer listening, what exactly does that mean?
That means I listen to phone calls, my direct reports listen to phone calls, we're directly doing side-by-side listening with our representatives in our call centers so we can see the screens that they're dealing with, we can hear customers, so we can understand. It's almost like doing focus groups all the time with your customers. And I don't have stores like John that I go to. My equivalent is listening to phone calls or looking at emails. And what we do is we say, look, here's something that's an irritant that we can do something about. And that led to the on-off switch. That led to the simplification. So what we try to do is to eliminate issues or anticipate results.
We're going to have to hear later because we're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're also going to hear what the University of Chicago Medical Center does to connect with the customer.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body. And alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we have a special you're listening to today, which is talking about the customer experience and how do you simplify it? We have the leaders of three industries, of financial service with Discover, and we have the leaders in retail of Ace Hardware, and now we're about to hear from the leader in healthcare of the University of Chicago Medical Center. And so, Sharon, let's talk about, you have about 9,000 employees, about 900 physicians there, and I think it's about 1,600 nurses as well.
Correct.
So it's a different model than most people have. You even spoke before about the customer and who really was the customer. How do you engage the entire culture to deliver a simplified and effective customer experience?
Well, a couple of kind of thoughts. On the cultural side, we reduce it down to really two simple things: respect for people and continuous improvement. And what we want to do is engage all of our employees, the clinical staff and the non-clinical staff, in coming in every single day and looking for ways to improve services to patients. The respect for people is respect for each other, respect for the patients, respect for the diversity of patients we serve, respect for their families. It really permeates everything. It creates a platform on how we expect our employees to interact with our patients or our customers. And we have also adopted, as I've heard earlier from John, lean management principles. So people are looking at how they can improve work every single day by doing standard work, high reliability. It is intrinsically linked to quality and safety, because people are concerned coming into healthcare about their quality, their safety, and their service, and we need to link all of those together. Behavioral standards are important. I've heard two of my colleagues here talk about those. We have the same thing. We call them pride values. We reward participation, respect, integrity, diversity, and excellence in everything that we do. And we celebrate those wins. We identify through programs of making a difference every day employees within the organization who are doing exceptional things for our patients and our family members, whether it's in the ambulatory setting or on the inpatient setting. On trying to understand what our customers/patients want, we spend a lot of time trying to understand expectations. Expectations for somebody delivering a baby are very different than somebody coming in for a complex surgical procedure, and are very different from somebody who's being treated for cancer.
How do you really understand what those expectations are? Not everyone's in a lucid state when they come in. There's a lot of emotions going on.
Well, we're not understanding expectations at the time of service. We're backing up. Two things that we are doing is we have a series of patient family advisory boards that patients who have received services, we bring them back, talk to our clinicians, talk to our managers about what their experience was like, what could we have done differently to make their experience better. And we get very, very rich feedback and actually just heart-moving stories when patients and families come back and talk about what it was like to be treated. A small example, we had a young gentleman, about a 20-year-old, who was treated for cancer, is doing quite well, came back with his mother, and he relayed to us in front of we do this with a whole auditorium of our managers and clinicians, and he told his story of driving onto campus, and the first person he saw was the gentleman who directed traffic at the corner, and how he greeted him and said good morning. That really, he saw five different people before he saw his clinician, and that welcomed him to campus, made him feel comfortable. Those are important for us to understand, that it's not just getting in there seeing your physician or your nurse, etc. We're also doing online patient panels. So we're using technology to go out and reach patients that we have served, and have thousands of them online now. So we can send out queries or ideas and get reactions back to folks. So we're using that to design systems of care that are going to be far more customized to the needs of distinct patient groups. And all of this is ultimately, hopefully, that when people do need services, their preference will be to seek services at University of Chicago Medical Center. So
that's great, Sharon. And did you have something to say to add to that, John?
When David was talking, it just reminded me, you started this about simplification, with a question on simplification, and what a great example, that on-off switch, what a great thing. What consumers don't realize is the amount of complexity and cost David and his team had to put together to make that simple is probably mind-boggling, and millions of dollars, and probably more discussions about technology than you ever care to admit, right? But that's what a company has to do to provide a simplified experience. I think it's a classic example of your opening question.
Yeah, Einstein said, always make things as simple as possible, but never simpler. And it's true. To simplify something so beyond the curtain, as we're all hearing from the leaders in financial service and healthcare and in retail, there's a lot of work behind the scenes. So when you come out after the beta, real time, that the results are right. So let's, Sharon, you started talking about something which was digital and what you're doing there. And digital is changing the online experience for all of us. I know you have electronic medical records. Talk about what that change is to your business and what you see.
Well, we are spending a lot of time on the different channels, from our web presence to digital to how we connect with patients in many different ways. And I think what we're at a point now of how can we kind of shift from having patients interact with us from these various channels, contacting us via the web or digital or secure texting, to begin to think about how do we leverage the amazingly rich amount of data that we know about patients and leverage that to either do targeted marketing to patients or to aggregate all that information and come up with ways that we can help improve their health status. So kind of what does that mean? If you start with the electronic medical record and you think of chronic diseases, diabetes, kind of a tremendously difficult problem in the United States.
And you've just a minute left until break.
Okay.
Important things to say, so go ahead,
Sharon. Take a chronic disease and think about, we have an electronic medical record. We have people wearing wearable devices. They're doing glucose testing at home. They're visiting urgent care clinics. They're searching the web for symptoms that they may be concerned about, heart disease, they're having chest pain, vascular problems. How can we aggregate all that and know what they need before they know what they need? And that's possible going forward to help them manage their chronic disease in a better way.
John, in Ace Hardware, we were talking about how digital is changing everything. Talk about how digital is changing the customer experience and what that customer experience might look like and how it might change at Ace Hardware over the next few years.
Ace is like most retailers where the digitally ubiquitous world changes everything. This omni-channel idea is incredibly challenging and yet presents a lot of opportunities. Just an illustration from Ace, I mentioned before we have 4,900 stores. Not one store in the world has the same assortment of goods as any other store. Now imagine trying to put all of that out so it's millions of SKUs because we allow local owners to localize their assortment for their local neighbors. In a digital world where sometimes that experience has to turn into one cell phone, you can imagine the challenges between assortment and pricing. The channel conflict is real. You know, at the same time, it provides a lot of opportunities. Everybody's out there chasing the last mile to get delivery to America. Well, we have 46 of our 4,900 stores in America, which means about 75% of America is within a 15-minute drive of an A store right now. So you can see the opportunities for both in-store pickup, which is growing like a weed, 30% at Ace, more other places, I'm sure, and yet, you know, delivery. So we've got big opportunities there, but it's certainly riddled with challenges. I will say, though, you know, in our business, given the nature of customer service as the topic for this show, you know, we think in a world that's increasingly driven towards technical, impersonal, faceless interaction, which is why dialing zero is such a breakthrough at a credit card company like at Discover, we're betting the farm on two things. At ACE, we believe there's two timeless principles, and that is face-to-face interaction, and human relationships will still always have the ability to stir the human soul. And when they do, we think it's not just good for business, it's good for society. So we want to leverage technology to make sure we strengthen relationships and never lose sight of that.
Thank you, Joey. Robert Reese on the CEO Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Z. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're doing a special segment, and this is the final of the segments, and this is about how to simplify the customer experience. And so all of you listening out there, I know there's hundreds of thousands of you, you want to improve your business. So you have industry leaders from retail with Ace Hardware, from financial services with Discover, and from healthcare with University of Chicago Medical Center. So I want to start with you, John, in Ace Hardware. We were talking about how digital is changing everything. Talk about how digital is changing the customer experience and what that customer experience might look like and how it might change at Ace Hardware over the next few years.
Ace is like most retailers where the digitally ubiquitous world changes everything. This omni-channel idea is incredibly challenging and yet presents a lot of opportunities. Just an illustration from Ace, I mentioned before we have 4,900 stores. Not one store in the world has the same assortment of goods as any other store. Now imagine trying to put all of that out so it's millions of SKUs because we allow local owners to localize their assortment for their local neighbors. In a digital world where sometimes that experience has to turn into one cell phone, you can imagine the challenges between assortment and pricing. The channel conflict is real. You know, at the same time, it provides a lot of opportunities. Everybody's out there chasing the last mile to get delivery to America. Well, we have 46 of our 4,900 stores in America, which means about 75% of America is within a 15-minute drive of an A store right now. So you can see the opportunities for both in-store pickup, which is growing like a weed, 30% at Ace, more other places, I'm sure, and yet, you know, delivery. So we've got big opportunities there, but it's certainly riddled with challenges.
Thank you, Joe. And David, let's talk about how omnichannel is changing the customer experience and how Discover will work with this in the future.
Well, financial services is moving away from traditional branches and in person, which you still need to have when you have hospitals and hardware. But in financial services, it can all be delivered electronically. And so the big trend is that it's not just credit cards, but all products are gradually moving to digital relationships. And it's real time. It's moving to the phone. It enables new capabilities like interacting with your customer when they're literally in the checkout line or embedding the Discover card into Apple Pay so you're not even pulling a card out of your wallet. You're just authenticating with a fingerprint at point of sale. And I talked earlier about the ease of getting to a customer service person, but to some degree, We're moving towards a world where everything can be self-serve and there should be no need to call customer service because I can do it myself on my own phone. And the challenge is that it's a lot more complicated. There's a big technology spin. We are much more vertically integrated than other companies, so that helps. But we also partner with a lot of other companies to help deliver this new technology. And in the past, in credit cards, it was You kind of had to be good at direct marketing and direct mail and the telephone. Now it's mobile and multiple platforms and multiple browsers and lots of computers, and you have to make sure that your product is and feature functionality is seamless across all of that. And so, to some degree, the scale required has increased, the capabilities have increased, and you have to be good at a lot of things. As John said, the goal is to make it simple to the customer, but there's a growing set of complexity behind the scenes to deliver that simple service to consumers.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask you that too, Sharon, but then we're going to end up, and you are going to hear one sentence of the best leadership advice that each of these CEOs have. So first, go ahead. Sharon, anything else you want to share? You already talked about it a lot, but the future of healthcare.
Well, I guess when we look out into the future, I think describe it as increasingly targeted, personalized care, understanding a lot more about what attributes of service are going to be valued by patients as we become more price sensitive and more transparent around pricing, and also understanding more about where people will trade off convenience, price, distance, access, and how they're going to be making those decisions, and how we're going to understand more about patients and how to get our brand out there in order to have them choose and know what services are available at a place like the University of Chicago Medical Center around targeted marketing, bariatric services, lung transplants, a variety of things that can be done.
Okay, I want you now to give us your key message. One sentence could be a longer sentence, but on leadership advice, you lead many people, you moved yourself up to leading one of the most venerable healthcare organizations in our nation. If you looked at systemically the core of your opinion of leadership advice, what would that be?
I would go back to respect for all people and spend every day trying to humanize healthcare.
Okay. Now, let's look. John, going to talk about you. You've been with ACE for, I think, 22 or 23 years, moved up to be CEO, 75,000 employees, win all sorts of awards, 9 years the J.D. Power Award. You became CEO. What advice do you have for people on leadership and success?
It's a lot of pressure.
And you only have about 20 seconds.
I would tell you our store owners get all the credit for those awards, by the way. I would tell you that our local ACE owners prove every day that from a leadership perspective, a servant heart is not the enemy of a profitable business, but it's the enabler of it.
Well done. Okay, David, you get to sum us up with your leadership advice. You've led Discover for 17 years. What advice do you have on successful leadership?
It's pretty simple. Understand your customer and do the right thing for your customer. And sometimes the P&L may look negative, but if it's the right thing, you still do it. When we would send a late fee reminder, it might cost us late fee income, but it would be the right thing for customers because they'd avoid paying a late fee and they may be a customer for life.
And there you have it. We heard words like love, but the key to everyone is simplify your customer experience and watch your business grow. We'll be with you next week.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.